Hi, this is Nancy in California. I am a compulsive overeater. I've been in this program, I guess in June it'll be 16 years. I believe that I probably was a compulsive overeater when I came out of the womb. I know that my parents had fed me, my mother, fed me heavy cream in a bottle because it helped me sleep better at night. They were all about, keeping a schedule, and so I would sleep 10 hours if they gave me a bottle of heavy cream. But by the time I got to be about 3 years old, even though I was potty trained, I stopped walking. Because of I was so huge. I was like 86 pounds when I was 3 years old. And my life totally changed at that point. I remember, something in the back of my mind about when I was that old and I had to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have to listen to your mother. You can't have this stuff anymore. Your mother has to, you cannot have cream anymore. And you have to go on a diet. And I agreed with him. That's fine, when you're three, because he was a nice man. But I remember, the first day after waking up from a nap and sitting down at the table for dinner. And having a tippy cup full of non-fat milk. And so my mother told me I had to, remember what the doctor said. You have to, you can't have that stuff anymore. And she gave me the tippy cup and I tasted it. It was non-fat milk. And I remember hurling this cup across the room and having a major tantrum over, not being able to have my comfort food anymore. And I knew that, it must have been some sort of an addiction. There was, I didn't like the fact that they took that away from me. I couldn't comprehend the heaviness. My brothers, I had three older brothers, and they all liked to carry me around. And so I really didn't have to do much of anything. I didn't have to walk very often, but so my mother started controlling, my food, and that went on for many years. But it wasn't that great because she was still, busy with her own life. It was always about her life and her writing and her teaching. And both my parents worked long hours, and there was a lot of fighting in the home between my mother and father. My dad had a tendency to drink too much, and so there would be big, when he came home for dinner, or if he was late, it was especially bad. And I was always afraid. They'd say they were having a discussion, but it wasn't a discussion to me. Because of the verbal abuse that was going on, I thought it was really awful, and it scared me. I remember that, and I ended up being the go-between between two parents, trying to make things better. I thought I could make things better. And I guess that sometimes I did, but most of the time not. And it was the language. I had a hard time in school because I was always concerned about my parents' relationship and my relationship with my brothers. Because there was, my father used to get in fist fights with my brothers too. And it was just not a good environment. I know that they loved us. I know they did. But you know, that's the way my father was. He was a World War II vet, and he would get into fistfights. He was also, at one time, he was also a cop, a beat cop in San Francisco, and they were pretty tough on people. You know, they used to use their nightclubs and knock people over the side of the head or on the in the shoulder, you know, to get them to move on. And so my father was really pretty tough. Anyway, so, you know, I used food as a crutch my whole life. You know, when I was 7, I had gained a significant amount of weight. There must have been a lot of arguing. And so they sent me to a diet camp down in Southern California. And I was down there and I lost like 40 pounds in 2 months. And that felt really good. You know, it felt good to be on a thinner side. And I had behavior modification and, you know, nutrition classes that were part of it, and a lot of exercise. So, you know, and this is the way my life was. I started off doing tap, ballet, jazz dance, and gymnastics. That's what I was into. I don't know that my body is really meant to be a gymnast, but I did it anyway. I had fun with it. But, you know, now that I'm older, it does play a difference in my physical, you know, capabilities. I have a lot of injuries that was caused by exercise mainly, but the gymnastics played a big part of it because I didn't know my limitations, I suppose. You know, and then I went into swimming, and my parents did a lot more fighting, and then I went to the diet camp again, and then lost a bunch of weight right before high school. Did not like high school whatsoever. And, you know, as I said, my head was muddled all the time with fears. I grew up with fears, and I did a lot of crying when I was little. I mean, I would just, I feel sorry for that little girl that used to be me because of how distressing things were, because I was thinking about, you know, what was going to happen next. But regardless, I started high school, and I liked it at first, but then I went to a Catholic school, and then they put me in the public school, and I just didn't fit in there. They tried me at another public school, and I didn't like that. So, you know, by the time I was, you know, 16, I had dropped out of school. And I went to work. I started working when I was 14. And I went to work, and I dropped out of school at 16 and then went on a walkabout, I guess you could say. We had a friend in Europe, and so I had a backpack, my backpack, and I went to Europe for the summer, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, it was about getting my drug of choice, which at the time was cigarettes, but also about eating as well. And, you know, the cigarettes helped me because it controlled my appetite. And then also the caffeine controlled my appetite at first. And I just kind of went along like that, you know, I worked and, moved again and went back to school for a while and, got my diploma, and then, you know, kind of went in and out of working, you know, in the restaurant business and, you know, also at the emergency room, and then in a nursing home and just all kinds of different jobs. You know, in my 20s, I had my first son at 21, and he's going to be 40 this year. And so I still, you know, I still smoked, and that was a shame of for me, you know, when I think about it now. But it was the only thing that can control my weight. So I just continued down that path until I was about, I don't know, I was about 42 when I came in the program. And so, you know, I had a job that required a great deal of physical strength and energy, and I didn't have that anymore. And so for me, I was drinking a lot of coffee, and my boss had told, you know, my other boss that they needed to get rid of me because I was too fat. And so I wanted to go on a diet. So I started taking Metabolite, which was it had ephedra in it, which is speed. And I didn't realize that. And I didn't read the warnings on it. You're not supposed to drink caffeine. You're not supposed to drink alcohol. You're not supposed to take drugs of any kind. And that was me in a nutshell. And, you know, had it been 10 years earlier, it probably wouldn't have bothered me the same way it did. But I ended up, like, having some sort of a breakdown. My boss kept working me and working me and working me, and I was getting paranoid and the whole nine yards. So I had to quit my job, and because of that, it was I couldn't function anymore. I had to get off that medication. I had to get off coffee, and that coffee was really hard to get off of for me because it was such another crutch that I had. And then I was able to, you know, they offered me my job back because I took them to court, but I didn't want the job back. I wanted to be retrained to do something else, but they wouldn't do it. So anyway, I just went back into, you know, taking a break from work for a little bit and going back into waitressing, which was perfectly fine. But it didn't take away the fact that I still had the weight on me, and there was no, you know, I tried aerobics and swimming and jogging and biking and hiking and kickboxing, and, you know, I did so much physical exercise. I also went back and took another gymnastics class at college. So, you know, it's not like I don't exercise. I exercised very well, and I enjoyed the sports that I played. I played softball and basketball, volleyball, you know, kickball. I tried tennis, you know, just whatever I could do to keep myself active, because I knew that that's the way I was, you know, trained in my earlier life, you know. And so, you know, I eventually, my turning point was that I could not, smoking cigarettes did not control my food anymore. They just didn't control it anymore. And so the more unhappy I became, you know, all the fear, because everything is fear-based, the more I ate, you know, there was a lot of things going on in my family that really upset me. So much so where, you know, one of the most overwhelming things, you know, is having no control, thinking that you have control and that you have to argue and yell for everything that you need. And it's just a horrible place to be in. It's horrible. I was in the refrigerator, you know, every 20 minutes, you know, back and forth, all day long when I was home. So, you know, I ate myself up to about 330 pounds. And, you know, I had some neighbors that were like going, oh, my God, what happened to you? You're so, you know. And I had my family that was telling me how fat, stupid, and ugly I was because they wanted me to quit smoking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I found OA and through a neighbor. And I cried the first month that I was in there. But I found that I found a lot of comfort in the surrender of, you know, being powerless. And my journey just started there. I mean, what really amazed me was the, you know, I had been angry and fearful for most of my life, in fact, all my life. And I actually got some sanity in the program, which really surprised me. I didn't know that there was something wrong with my thinking. I didn't realize that. And so I started feeling joy and happiness for the first time, and I can't tell you how long. And these are gifts from God, you know. I also got the gift of, you know, closing my mouth. My opinion doesn't matter. It's my opinion. It's not, I can't force it on anybody. You know, because it was always about the control, needing to have control over the thing, over everything, you know. And so I kept, you know, chasing this joy and this serenity and this peace of mind. I wanted it so bad, so, so bad. And it made such a wonderful difference in my life. And I've really committed to this program. You know, my life and my will over to the care of God as I understand God. I know there's no other place for me. I've, you know, tried every diet there is, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't make me happier to be thinner. I would be just as miserable thin as I am, you know, still overweight. I'm still a little overweight. And so for me, I think the most important parts of the program is the surrender, listening to higher power, direction. I believe that that's very important. And to listen to what your fellows have to say and how they recover. You know, my first, during the first time I went through the steps, I listened to an atheist because she didn't believe in God. And I had chosen the God of my childhood, which was, you know, whatever. But by the time I got to my sixth step, I said, no, there's no way this God of my childhood is going to forgive me for these things, because I was very shocked over everything. But you know what? I learned I'm a human being, and everyone makes mistakes, and everyone has a defect of character and a shortcoming. Everyone has problems just like I do and did. Life got easier and better. Even on my worst days, you know, things seem to work out a lot more when I put my faith in my higher power, because, you know, I always want to, you know, my self-will wants to come in and do things, you know, or make things better or try and show somebody how to do things when they really should be figuring it out for themselves. So there's a lot of things I learned in this program. And one of the main issues is making it one day at a time, because I can get through one day at a time. So I guess I will pass. This is Nan again in California. My phone number is area code 831-251-6227 Pacific Time. You can call or text me. And I think the topic tonight will be one day at a time. Thank you, Karen.
I pass.